Washington, D.C. police searched the apartment of Congressman Gary Condit overnight. Police accepted his offer to open the apartment, provide a DNA sample, and discuss a polygraph test. They are investigating the disappearance of Chandra Levy, an intern whose family says she had an affair with the congressman. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Police Chief Charles Ramsey met reporters with his police cap pulled low over his forehead and four stars on each shoulder. He said he's pleased that the California Democrat offered more cooperation.
Relative to collection of DNA samples, search of the apartment, and taking a polygraph examination, and we want to take him up on that offer.
Gary Condit's lawyer, Abby Lowell, did not exactly offer to hook his client up to a polygraph test when he spoke to the press on Monday. He only said he would talk about it.
I know from my own practice that they leave a lot to be desired. If the police call me and tell me that at some point they think that, no matter how suspect it might be, can be helpful, I will discuss it with them.
But in a statement last night, Condit's spokeswoman said Condit's lawyer made a serious offer. The spokeswoman says the details will be worked out. The congressman himself turned up for work yesterday in the House of Representatives. Two police guards followed him through the halls. On the House floor, colleagues sidled up to chat. Chandra Levy is an intern from Condit's home district who disappeared more than 2 months ago. Despite the time that's passed, police say they might still be able to find physical evidence in Condit's apartment, if there is any. Assistant Police Chief Terrence Gaynor says police would look for blood, hair, telltale signs of a struggle. Chief Ramsey says the polygraph test might help to verify the story Condit told investigators last week when he met him for the third time.
I think it's time that we find out exactly where we are with this case. We have information that has been dribbling in bits and pieces over a period of time. And we need to be in a position to get finality on some of the questions that we have concerning the disappearance of Ms. Levy.
The polygraph proposal originally came from Chandra Levy's family. Yesterday, the Levy's Washington lawyer, Billy Martin, stepped outside his office to talk to reporters.
Mr. Martin, we'll take two questions only.
I don't have a press conference. We're trying not to get into having dueling statements between the Levy family and Congressman Condit.
Billy Martin said a polygraph might clear up doubts that Congressman Condit raised about himself.
From not coming forward earlier, it's been 11 weeks, and so we're glad to have the information. Would have liked to have had it 11 weeks ago, but we'll take it now.
And he offered one more reason that the Levy family doubts him. Earlier this month, Chandra Levy's mother went through her daughter's phone records. She found an unfamiliar number. She called it. Congressman Gary Condit answered.
And Mrs. Levy asked the congressman if he was having a relationship. According to Mrs. Levy, the congressman told her no.
Although Police Chief Ramsey says he's hoping the polygraph may help verify the congressman's story, he made it clear that police are doing this mainly because the Levy family wants it.
I only hope that through this, the family finds some comfort in getting some answers to some questions. And that's why we're doing it, even though by law we could not publicly discuss the actual questions and the results. But Mr. Lowell and others, perhaps, if they feel like making that available, of course, that again is their option.
The police chief did not sound especially optimistic that Condit's cooperation will bring them closer to finding Chandra Levy. Chief Ramsey says investigators have pursued every option they can think of, and no strong evidence suggests what happened to her. Ramsey says at least Condit's cooperation gives them one more thing to try. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.